We're holding for Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is trying to prepare in their own way to be ready for Yom HaDin. We have B'Maseir from the Bali Musa, L'Chodesh El. Unfortunately, Bali B'Seichon, it's very much lacking. I'd like to say maybe a Chiddush, an Eitza, a Dover Shavu Chol Nefesh, how we could be Mekayim Mitzvah Sayyim, and I think through that we'll be able to have a real kinyan in Rosh Hashanah, and that will lead us to Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur to be able to do tshuva like it's supposed to be done. We'll start with the Chazal. A Chazal in a few places of Rav Nosson as a Medrash Rabbah, that this is the Ram brings this down. The question is, what is the kesher between Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bedin? What's special about Aleph Tishrei? Bris Olam is Chof Hei El. Adam Arishon is created on Aleph Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah is not the simple Bris Olam. Rosh Hashanah is when Adam Arishon is created. We could say, well, Adam Arishon, that's the Gemar of Bris Olam. But the Ran says differently. He brings down this Chazal. It says, B'shor Rishayna, of the last day of Bris Olam, Yom HaShishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oyle B'machshava by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create Adam HaRishon. B'shor Shnia, his Nesiyahitz with the Malachim. And the Medrash continues the different stages, the different shlavim of Bris Adam HaRishon from hour to hour. It comes the Shah Shmini, Shah Shvi is Nofach by Neshama. B'Shah Shmini, he's brought into Gan Eden. B'Shah Tshi, he's Netzdave. First you go into Gan Eden, and then afterwards you get a Tzivu. You get the Tzivu. B'Shah Asiri, Adam HaRishon is already Choyte, Nebuch. What happens? Echad Osir came the Mishpat. He's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The verdict, the Gzar Din, is given B'Shah Shtemesre, really meaning it's the end of Yom HaShishi. Ze Nichnas, Shabbos is Nichnas in Gan Eden, V'ze Yoytzei, Adam HaRishon exits. He's asked to leave Gan Eden. But the Midrash continues. B'shnei Masar Yotza Bedimus. He was Yotza Bedimus. What does Dimus mean? It's not a very common word. The Orach explains, Dimus is when somebody is really to be sentenced to death and he's pardoned. That's called Yotza Bedimus. He went out with a pardon. How was he pardoned over here? What was the Chiddush? Really, by right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the tzivu, told him, you eat b'yam achalch mimenu, Mois Thomas is going to die. Adam HaRishon should have been killed, executed on the spot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? We're going to let you live a long, long life. What do we do with the oynish that you're supposed to receive? It's going to be given in installments. And your children will have to pay the installments, and there's going to be a gzeira of misa till one day there'll be somebody that'll come from your offspring, which will be metakin the chet of Adam HaRishon. Dehainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a din with rachmanis. Without rachmanis, everything is over. Adam HaRishon is executed. There's no Adam HaRishon. The rachmanis over here was Yesh Makom L'Tikun. There's a place to be metakin what was done wrong. And if Adam HaRishon's not Seicha, but his children will be Seicha one day. The Medrash continues, and it says like this. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Odom, Zeh Simon L'Vonecho, K'shem She'amadeto L'Fonai Bedin, Hayoim Hazeh, you stood in front of me Bedin, V'yotzos Bedimus, and you went out with Rachamim. You went out that terrible gzar din that was oymed alecha did not come to fruition. Kach asidin bonecha lamid lefonai bedin b'yom zeh. So too, your kindlech, your children, are also going to be oymed bedin, which is Rosh Hashanah. V'yoytzin lefonai bedimus, and when they're going to be yoytzin, when they're going to be oymed lefonai bedin, I'm going to make sure to give them a psak, a verdict with rachamim. They're going to go out bedimus. And the question is very, very obvious. Was there any, what was the avoida of Adam HaRishon? It doesn't say that Adam HaRishon did tshuva. There's a medrash that Adam HaRishon meets Cain and he asks him, what happened with your din? And his answer is, Asisi tshuva minis basharti. I did tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara with me. What do we see? That Adam HaRishon wasn't aware of tshuva. The Midrash continues over there. So Adam HaRishon is tefeach al ponov. He starts kilu, slapping himself. He's slapping himself in the face and says, if I only would have known this koyach of tshuva, could be things would have been different. We see that Adam HaRishon is not doing tshuva. There's another chazal by Karbonis, the Parshas Pinchas is brought by Parshas Pinchas, where it brings down the different chayvus hayoyim, the different musafin. The lotion that's used, vihikraftim, you're to be makriv, you're to bring a korban. Rosh Hashanah says vasisem, make. What's in vasisem? Make a korban vasisem. And the lashon of the medrash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Mikivin shenichnastim lefonai bedin b'yoyim hazeh, you were nichnas ledin v'yotza bedimus, and you went out with this pardon, you went out with rachamim, mal ani aleichem ki'ilu hayoyim asisem es atzmechem. I look at it ki'ilu that you're a berya chadosha, you made yourself, you created yourself. What schus did you do to create yourself? What did you do over here? It says, "Shenichnastim lefonai bedin," because you went in front of me bedin. Therefore, you go out with rachmanis, and therefore, it's like you made yourself. When we're still to one gemara, a gemara in Avodah Zarah, gemara brings the gemara daf tazayim of beis toner rabbanon. Kishenitfas Rabbi Lezer leminus. It was a time of shmad. And they wanted to force Rabbi Eliezer to do an Aveira, and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't masking. And because of that, he was brought to a mishpat, helu legardum. The gardum is kilu, whatever, like the stage where he's going to be indicted, where he's going to be convicted and eventually executed. Legardum lidain. Omalei Oisei Hegman, the judge asks him, he asks Rabbi Eliezer, Zokin Shukamoyscha, he says, you're an older man, you're a wise man. Yasku Bidvorim Halolu, are you gonna be Oisik Kilu? You're gonna be Oisik in Torah, you're being Oisik in Torah, you're not listening to us? It's a terrible lotion. He says, Yasku Bidvorim Batalim. Now, what was Rebbe Lezer's answer? Rebbe Lezer was muchen to be meiser nefesh, and he's not doing averis. V'haftos Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. One is to be meiser nafsho when it comes to avodah zarah. What did he answer the judge, this hegmon? He said, Nemon alai hadayon. Nemon alai. The dayon. I put my trust in the dayan. What was Rabbi Eliezer's kavana? Neman alai hadayan is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dayan ha'emes, that if this is supposed to be his finish, if he's to be killed because he's not serving Avodah Zarah, Neman alai hadayan, he says, I put my trust in my Creator. I put my trust in the emes hadayan. The judge, the hegmon, didn't understand that way. the Hegman understood that he's referring to his honor, the justice, Neman Alai Hadai, and he says, no, he says, you're an honorable justice, and therefore, I trust whatever's going to be done to me. What happened? Kasabroisa Hegman Olav Hu Aymer, Vuhu Loyomer El Keneged Ovim Shabashamayim. The judge finishes off and says, Omalo Yehoil Beheimanti Alecho, you put my trust, you put your trust in me? Dimus Potter, the same Loshen, Dimus Potter, he says, you're pardoned, you're pardoned. Why was he pardoned? He says, because he put his trust in the judge. He put his trust in their judicial system. We have a klal that Malchusa Da'ara, Malchusa Da'rakia, the anhogas that we have over here are anhogas also that are followed in Shamayim. And it's really the Chofetz Chaim says this pshat in Shmiras Aloshan, that if one is mekabel the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this, that you put your trust in the Eibishter, you're not asking questions, and you know that he knows what's right, the psak is a totally different psak. If we see by Malchusa Da'ara that you put your trust in the judge says, you know what? I see you're an Adam Yosha, I see you're a respectable person. You're pardoned. So too, if when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say Neman Alai Hadayin, we're Yoytze Bedimus. And this, we'd like to say, maybe, this could be pshat, what the Midrash says, that Kishenichnosim Lefonai Lamri Bedin, what's this Loshen? Kishenichnosim Lefonai Bedin, is that we go and we know that there's a din. Now, it's not enough. You know, we close our eyes, or we think, at least we put our emunah in schoolas. No, that's not oimid bedin. It's very nice. People could be nana from the schoolas. But the avodah is to know that there's a din. And a din means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants accountability. He doesn't have a time in which to do more than it's physically possible for us to do. But there's a din. We have to be accountable for our actions. Accountable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no Eitzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants godless from us. With that, in order to ensure, we have what's called din. Once a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes inventory. You have to be an oimed bedin. What does it mean, oimed? When it comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no mokum for yeshiva. Ein yeshiva ba'azora, elo l'malchus beis David. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no sitting. We stand, meaning we're mevatel ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing at attention. Odom HaRishon was omad lefonov. He stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Took responsibility, and he knew that the Eibishter is just. That by itself is enough. That's Yotzo Bedimus. This is our achona to Yom Hadin. Aleph, know that there is a din. We have to be accountable. We're responsible for our actions. Tzveitens, the second point. You have to be oimid in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not being in denial, knowing that there is a din. Thirdly, we say Neman Alai Hadayin, because we know the Eibishter is just. And with this, we are betuach that Yoytze Bedimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to give us a psak, a gzardin. A gzardin with rachamim. We're going to be yoytzel lefon of bedimus. If we internalize that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for our good, but he wants accountability. After Rosh Hashanah, we're able to start doing tshuva with a seriousness because we know the Eibishter wants us. But if we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, knowing, of course, Tkiyas Shofar and Melech, but with a whole list of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu didn't manage to give us last year, that doesn't look like Oymid Lefon of Bedin. That's not Oymid Bedin. First, Avada, we have to add, the Balei Musa say, if we don't daven for our tzrochim, Kilu it lacks by us the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to Rishon, understand that there's a din. Understand that we're responsible. There's accountability. Hakavdik, we could ask, we're oymid lafon of bedin, we'll be zoich to be yaitza bedimus, aksivach simbatoiva gebenchteyar.